Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is due out this summer, and already the internet is awash in rumors about the sixth book of this popular series. One Harry Potter fan has taken his enthusiasm in a different direction. Brad Neely created his own soundtrack for the film, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Mr. Neely's version played at film festivals and screenings around the country until the movie's distributor decided to crack down. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
As anyone who has seen the film knows, the Sorcerer's Stone grants eternal life. 11-year-old Harry Potter rescues the stone from the clutches of the evil wizard Voldemort. Afterwards, the good wizard Dumbledore pays a bedside visit to Harry, who is recuperating from the ordeal.
Does that mean, with the stone gone, that is, that Voldemort can never come back?
Oh, I'm afraid there are ways in which he can return.
In a nod to the Star Wars saga, Brad Neely's version turns Voldemort into Harry's deceased father, so the same scene sounds like this.
And then Dumbledore leans in. Your dad and I, we go way back. He was an evil bastard, but I loved him. I loved him so much. He proofread my novel. He liked it. He was the only one.
In Wizard People, Dear Reader, Brad Neely retells the story through the voice of a creepy, possibly unreliable narrator. Neely is a comic book artist from Austin, Texas. He says his screenplay started out as a lark.
It's like one of those ideas that usually just gets left on the barroom floor, you know. And I just decided, you know, that would be really funny to go ahead and do that. So I just took a couple of weeks and worked it out.
Neely says he's never read the books by author J.K. Rowling, but he has seen the Sorcerer's Stone movie many, many times. In it, Harry is a young orphan, the son of legendary wizards, who arrives at the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry amid great expectations. Neely decided to make Harry into a more normal kid, with the usual anxieties.
It's really funny to think of the pressure to live up to be this sort of prophesied, total, awesome dude when you're just trying to get good grades and finish finals.
In the original film, Harry meets his future roommate on the train to school.
I'm Ron, by the way. Ron Weasley.
I'm Harry. Harry Potter.
So it's true. I mean, do you really have the
what?
The scar.
Oh.
Wicked.
In Neely's version, the narrator sees his own undergraduate habits in what's happening on screen.
They talk over the syllabus and what's to be demanded of them at Hogwarts. Ronnie tells Harry that he's a pot of coffee by day, bottle of wine by night type of guy. Harry says, triple that, and you got me.
Neely made a recording of his narration for the 2.5-hour film and started giving it out to friends. The director of the New York Underground Film Festival got a copy and invited Neely to perform Wizard People live at a screening last spring. Since then, he's done the show all over the country. He was scheduled to perform this spring in New York City, Boston, and Austin, Texas, until the theaters hosting those screenings got a call from the Prince regional distributor. Barbara Brogliotti is a spokesperson for Warner Brothers in Los Angeles.
As far as I know, he never contacted anyone at Warner Brothers to ask to show a 35mm print of Harry Potter for his performance.
Brogliotti says anyone can get a license to show Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, but only the way it was originally intended.
If they're going to do something different than that, they need to come back to the copyright holder. We'd have to look at the work. There's a lot that goes into it. It's just not an automatic decision.
In order to use the film without permission, Neely could argue that his version constitutes a new and distinct work of art. Carrie McLaren runs the website illegalart.org, which offers a free download of Neely's soundtrack. Despite the name of her site, McLaren thinks Neely's project stands on its own.
With Wizard People, there's no mistaking it for the original item. There's no question that this is a very separate thing. This is a very separate movie. And so in that regard, I don't think that Warner Brothers really has a case when they want to tell Brad that he shouldn't do what he's doing.
But in order to prove that Wizard People is a distinct work, Neely would probably have to fight the case in court, which he says he won't do. Warner Brothers has taken a somewhat different approach with fans who use Harry Potter characters to make their own stories and drawings. Heidi Tandy is an intellectual property lawyer and runs a website called Fiction Alley, which collects and posts thousands of works by Harry Potter fans. Tandy says J.K. Rowling and Warner Brothers have been supportive. She says the studio even invited her to the premiere of the last Harry Potter movie, The Prisoner of Azkaban.
We got to be on the red carpet to interview people. I had third row seats. So there's an understanding by the powers that be at this point that we are building a community that appreciates and wants to consume more of their stuff.
But those powers would not let Tandy publish any of the fiction she's collected in book form. It's one thing to help a company promote its product, and quite another to compete with the original, says Siva Vaidyanathan, who teaches cultural studies at New York University.
The variety of firms that invest in the Harry Potter franchise, they are all interested in keeping Harry Potter in shortage. In other words, creating scarcity for the characters and the stories. Only by enforcing scarcity can you charge a high price for it.
The creator of Wizard People, Dear Reader, insists he wasn't trying to make money. Sure, says Brad Neely, the theaters that presented the work were charging at the door and paying to rent the print in the first place. But Neely insists he was working for free.
Occasionally, I would get helped with my travel expenses, but that's it. I've lost a lot of money doing this. I'm just a fan who made something that everybody wanted to see. It was demand-driven, not me pushing this out there.
And that may be Neely's biggest problem, says Siva Vaidyanathan.
He may have done it for fun and love up front, but as soon as people start responding positively to it, then there's a potential market for it. As soon as there's a potential market for it, the stakes are much higher.
The three Harry Potter films have grossed $2.5 billion worldwide. The sixth book in the series is due out in July, and the U.S. publisher is planning to print a record 10.8 million copies. By contrast, the average screening of Wizard People, Dear Reader attracted a few hundred people, paying about $10 a head. But Brad Neely says he's done with his epic and has no plans for a sequel. Neely says he'll miss performing the work live.
It's so super fun. You make people laugh for 2.5 hours straight. You know, how can you turn that down? I guess I'm going to have to.
Wizard People, Dear Reader is still available for free online, but you have to download the audio and sync it up with the movie yourself. Brad Neely says his next project will be more, quote, obviously legal. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And you can hear part of Brad Neely's Potter soundtrack on our website, npr.org.